Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, starting at verse 15. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was because the midwives feared God that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Verses 15 through 22, Exodus chapter 1. Father, we thank you for your word and the wisdom that is in your word. And thank you for how that you guide us and inform us, you counsel us and teach us to walk in wisdom as we simply read and meditate and listen to you as you speak words of guidance to us through your word. More and more empower us to be a people that are faithful hearers and doers of your word as well. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful work that you've called us as the church to do of standing for life and against the tragedy of abortion. Stir us more and more to be the bold church that you want us to be, boldly standing up for life and standing for your word. Lord, you told us in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, to choose life that we and our descendants might live. Help us as the church to do just that. And Lord, thank you for the wonderful ministry of pregnancy clinics all over our community, our nation, our world. Stir the church to boldly and aggressively come alongside and come along and help to undergird the great work that these wonderful ministries are doing all over our nation and our world. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We want to continue to remind and encourage you. Please take time to go to our website, afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. And you can see the array of different broadcasts that we have on the American Family Radio Network. Also, you will find podcasts for the broadcast so that if and when you miss a broadcast, whether it's the Hour of Intercession or any other, you can go back and listen to a podcast. Or you may just find some that you never heard of before that you want to listen to the podcast from it. So certainly we'd encourage you to do that. Please take time to download the AFR app as well so you can take AFR anywhere you may choose to go. And of course, we continue to remind and encourage you to use One News Now as one of your key news sources. One News Now does help keep you up to date with the latest in the culture war from a Christian perspective, and that makes all the difference in the world to hear news from the standpoint of the Word of God. Hope you'll take time to go to the One News Now website, onenewsnow.com. And also, One News Now does have a mobile app. It's free, and you can download it from your phone's app store. So hope you'll take the time to do that. Also, keep in mind, on a number of our broadcasts, we continue the project of reading through the Word of God. And one of our goals there, of course, is encouraging you to start the habit, if you don't have it already, that you'll start the habit of reading at least three chapters in your Bible each and every day. And, you know, as we read through the Word of God, it's my hope that you'll really come to realize there's so much of the Bible that you've never even heard or read. And keep in mind, it takes somewhere around 70 hours and 40 minutes to read the whole Bible all the way through if you were to read it at pulpit rate without stopping out loud. Now, I don't know anybody other than Jesus that has done that, but the fact is, if you kept reading, it'd take about close to 70 hours to do it. It takes around 52 hours to read the Old Testament and around 18 hours to read the New Testament, again, reading straight through. But keep in mind, reading three chapters a day actually can help take you through the entire Bible in about a year. Again, three chapters a day would take you through just about the whole Bible in 365 days of a year. But keep in mind, the goal is not just to say you've read it all the way through. The goal is for you to feed your spirit, because reading and meditating on Scripture daily helps to mature you, helps to grow you up, and helps you become more and more the disciple the Lord wants you to be. So if you haven't started that habit already, I would encourage you to start that important habit today. And parents, I want to challenge and encourage you to start the habit of having your children read the Word of God out loud. Again, three chapters out loud to you each day. We're all busy. We all have lots to do. But having your children read the Word daily can bless them in wonderful, wonderful ways. Nothing can bless your child like God's precious and powerful Word. I hope you'll take the time to start that habit with your young children to read the Word out loud to you every single day. We're honored to have as our phone guest today, once again, Pauline Karcher. She's the director of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Pauline, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Real good, real good. Great to have you once again. Now, it is in Philadelphia, is that correct?
That is correct.
Right. All righty. Well, thank you for being with us once again. It's been a little while, but I appreciate you coming on and sharing about the great work that you do. And as we start, if you'll take a moment to further both introduce yourself and tell our listeners about specifically about the work and the mission of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Well, I have been the director for coming on 7 years, which is hard to believe. And our overall goal is to bring the gospel to every person who passes the door. That is the lens in which we work. You know, every person is an opportunity to share the good news. And that's, because the decisions that our clients make, that's between them and God, but it's our desire that, you know, that they at least would have heard the gospel and know the truth of who Jesus is and why he came. And we exist to be a resource in our community, a resource to help people who are facing a pregnancy they had not planned for, and to help even those who plan for a pregnancy but see themselves struggling to afford the things that they need in order to continue on. We do lots of things, you know, a lot more. We deal not just with pregnant people, but with families as their children are born, and we walk with them as long as they need us through the parenting process.
Okay. Well, now, Pauline, you mentioned, for example, one of your goals is to share the gospel with everyone that comes through the doors of your clinic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, see, that's... I really appreciate you starting off sharing about that, because for many believers, they had no idea that pregnancy clinics are tremendous tools for evangelism. Many times they think that one of the main things you do is to help help pregnant women at a difficult time in their lives. And of course, that's one of the wonderful outcomes of the ministry. But many believers don't realize lots and lots of people get saved through the great work of pregnancy clinics.
Well, that is our ultimate goal, because I can save a life, but when you move a soul, that's where God rejoices. That's the real gift that we have to give. Not every pregnancy center is the same as ours, but our board and our organization, that is the ultimate goal. Is to share the good news of Jesus. I mean, if we are sharing that life is valuable and important, they need to know they're valuable and they're important. And how do they know this? Because what God has done for them.
That's right.
And so that's a big, big part of who we are and what we do. And as I said, and people can shut us down and not want. I'm not going to ram the Bible down someone's throat, but I want them to know that they are loved and valued, and especially when things are shaky and they're unsure of what the future holds, they need to know the one who holds their future.
That's right. That's right. Pauline, would you take a moment now specifically to pray for listeners to better understand the fact is Every believer is to be involved in the great work of evangelism and discipleship. That's a part of the Great Commission. And there are those listeners who really need to be working with or supporting or praying for ministries like yours, either yours or a pregnancy clinic similar as well. Would you pray for them to better see their involvement in the work of the kingdom and specifically working with and supporting the work of pregnancy, the ministry of pregnancy clinics?
Yes, I'd love to. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the work of these centers all across America, how they came out of the need for people to know that life is valuable, that life is important, that all life is created in the image and likeness of the Father.
Yes.
And I just pray that people would see that value in themselves, that would know that truth, that they are loved and valued by the Father, that they are precious, one-of-a-kind miracles. And when they see that, Lord God, for themselves, they will see that for every life that comes into this world, that is conceived all the way to its true end. Lord God, I pray for those in the church, Lord God, that they would see and be moved and stirred to say, hey, how can I help? What role can I do? I know I have churches that make blankets. I have people who throw baby showers. Lord God, I have people who just buy diapers and wipes. And I have people who just pray, Lord God, help them, help people to see that there are so many things that they can do. I think of the lovely people who take care of my air conditioning and my heat, who just show up and make sure that the place is running. Lord God, there's so many ways that people can minister to people, not even realizing what they can do to touch and show that they're committed to life and its value. I thank you for all the people out here hearing my voice as we discuss this work, and Lord God, it's your work. And I pray that you would move in their heart to see how they can help either financially or just with their gifts and talents. We love you and praise you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pauline. Well, now, as you share about the mission and the work specifically of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center that you direct there in Philadelphia, Mississippi, share with the listeners a little bit more, help them paint a little bit fuller picture to help them better understand why you do and what you do to really help pregnant mothers that come to you at a difficult time?
Well, I mean, we have a program where our clients come weekly. And when they come weekly, they own three items. They own diapers, wipes, and usually an outfit. So if they're pregnant and they feel like, hey, there's no way I'm going to be able to afford this, this baby, we want to ease that up. So by the time the baby comes, they have plenty of diapers, plenty of wipes, they're fully clothed, we give them blankets. If they need larger items, they put their name on their list, and as those things come in, they go out. We want to be a resource. It's one thing to say that, yeah, life is valuable, life is important, you shouldn't have an abortion, but we also know having children is expensive, and it's hard, and if you're facing a difficult situation, we want to be a resource. We want to be an educational resource. We want to be a spiritual resource. We want to be an emotional resource. But we also want to physically help you with the things that it takes to raise a baby. Mm-hmm. And so they call me the wacky diaper lady as I go to Walmart and have carts and carts full of diapers. Mm-hmm. And people are like, you must have lots of children. And I'm like, no, I give them away. Mm-hmm. And I give them away with so much love.
Pauline, I'm going to jump in here, and we're going to pick up on the other side of the break here. Our phone guest today is Pauline Karcher. She's the director of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Things you do, you're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
the things.
Great and powerful. No one can do the things you do.
You're the beginning.
You're the beginning.
Music of Jennifer Miko, the song Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pauline Karcher. She's the director of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Pauline, as we begin, would you share with our listeners, if someone wants to learn more about your center and the work you do, do you have a website you can share with our listeners?
Yes, I do. It's CPC. Philly, Philly, miss.com.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
It's CPC, Philly, miss.com.
Okay. All righty then. And also, what is the address, like if someone lives in your area and they want to come by, what is the address of the center?
It's 913 Valley View Drive. And
okay.
That's right here in Philadelphia. And, you know, and if you just want to come and take a tour, I'd love to, you know, for you to see our beautiful building, which our community built. If you need our help, you know, just call and we'll, you know, get you an appointment, or you can just walk in, whichever way we like to get to know you.
Okay. And how, like, if you had to describe your typical client and the circumstances, Share with us what a typical client would look like.
Wow, that's amazing. I would say our typical client could be anything. I mean, we really are a picture of our community. One-third of our clients are African-American. One-third of our clients are Caucasian. And one-third of our clients are Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there is no typical. I would say they're in their 20s. Probably have one, maybe two children, and or maybe multiple, and they're just struggling parenting, or, you know, find themselves pregnant again, and they just don't know how they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, you know, very young. I have, you know, a 14-year-old. I have a mom who's 38. You know, there is no, it's just whoever comes to our door is really...
So, in other words, your clientele varies tremendously in their background,
yes,
who they are, the circumstances under which
absolutely
they come.
Absolutely.
And all your services are free, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's a big part of what we do is for Child Protective Services. We offer a free parenting class.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's an opportunity for 10 times to sit and really get to know someone and share the good news. Well, we talk about, you know, how to be a more effective parent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just love the opportunity. And I get super excited when they get their children back and they come back to say, look, these are the children we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Okay. And so also, like, for example, when clients come, if a listener was to say, well, Pauline, that sounds like a wonderful work, but how can you really afford to do all that for free? How would you respond to that question?
Well, I don't know other CPCs, but I know ours is about 80% church funded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get checks from churches monthly, quarterly, annual gifts, love offerings. I would say I have I would say 40 churches that support me. Mm-hmm. Some as little as, you know, $15 a month, some as much as $200 a month. Mm-hmm. And and then I have churches who hold baby showers for me. And, you know, I see about between 35 and 42 clients a week. So that's 35 to 42 packs of diapers that I and packs of wipes that I give out a week. Mm-hmm. So when someone has a shower, you know, and gives me diapers and wipes, it really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it plays a tremendous part. I mean, we couldn't do it. We're very lucky. Our community came together. Our local churches came together and built the building. We own the building. We own the land. But, you know, I still have to keep the lights on. I still have to keep it running. I still have to buy, you know, the supplies that we give away. Mm-hmm. So I'm very blessed by really the commitment that this community has to life, but also to our work.
Mm-hmm.
And I am honored and blessed. And I love when they ask me to come share with their church the work that we're doing, because I like them to see where their money's going and what their money is doing and who their money is ministering to.
Mm-hmm. So you said you have about 40 churches that support you?
About 40 churches that, you know, small, big, medium, every size, every denomination.
Mm-hmm.
That probably touches me more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one denomination, it's all the denominations. When someone comes your way that needs us, please send them our way. We want to help them. It is our desire.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am very, very lucky to be mostly church-funded.
Mm, that's good. That's good. And, it's interesting to hear of just the fact that you have the kind of support that you have, because I've had the opportunity over a period of years pastorally to kind of work with the Ministry of Pregnancy Clinics and in many communities, the church doesn't support the pregnancy clinic very well at all, and that's sad because
right. It
really should be. I believe the pregnancy clinic should be so well supported that they don't have to do major fundraising. And something you've shared before was that you all haven't had to have many major fundraisers because of the kind of support you get from the churches in the community. Is that correct?
I'm the church, the checks come. Mm-hmm. I might not have spoken to that church in years,
mm-hmm.
but the checks still come. And I love when they come by and, you know, I like to give them a tour. I like them to see the facility. I like them to see the work that we're doing, but they are so, so committed to us that it is overwhelming. And having talked to other directors, I realize we have a very unusual situation.
That
we are very blessed for the community. One, that they're pro-life, but even more than that, they're pro-people, meaning they really want us to continue ministering to people in the community.
That's good.
And I love when they then, you know, not all of our clients, but then our clients, you know, end up in their churches. That's, you know, the full circle.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, and you know, I tell you too, I want to ask if you, Pauline, that you'll pray for the church in just a moment. But, you know, I think of this, and I've had the opportunity to share this with you too. I happen to pastor a church in the Greenwood, Mississippi, in LaFleur County, in the Mississippi Delta. And we're in the process of opening up a pregnancy clinic, but before we started the project, I had no idea the kind of opposition we would actually get. And of course, it's spiritual opposition and otherwise too. But I think one of the issues is there's such a need for the church as a whole to recognize that just like the churches in the Philadelphia community, it is the responsibility of the church to raise up ministries like the ministry of a pregnancy clinic, as well as support it and keep it going. And so would you pray for the church to really take the initiative to boldly get behind this kind of work and when necessary, start pregnancy clinics or get involved with helping them keep them going? Would you pray for that?
Yes. Oh, dear Papa, dear Father, I thank you for the church. And the church is you, is your people. And your people, I know they love you and want to serve you. I pray, dear Lord, that they would see that that life is important and see the work of crisis pregnancy centers or pregnancy resource centers as a valuable use of their ministry dollars, that they would see the impact that it has in their communities and that they would come alongside the local CPCs in the area or even feel committed to even start one on their own. And Lord God, how beautiful when all your churches come together for a work. It is so spectacular and so beautiful, and it's so powerful, and it speaks so loudly of their value for human life and their commitment to it. And I pray specifically for the Greenwood area, but I pray for all the areas that they would have a ministry like this, where people who are struggling can come to and feel loved and feel valued and feel helped and get all the information they can to make a wise decision on having children. And Lord God, we give that all to you. We pray always in your Son's powerful, beautiful name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pauline. Pauline, can you share with us maybe a story or two of times where you saw the Lord dramatically intervene to bless the lives of mothers and their families?
Well, I can just think of just this past week, and I would say in the last 2 weeks, we've had 5 little girls and 2 little boys, and we're just so excited. But I think of one mom in particular who came to me many, many, many months ago, and she's like, and she really struggled when she had her first baby, and that was a long time ago. She was a teenager, and she found herself pregnant again, and she knew abortion was wrong, but she didn't think she'd have it in her. And we kind of walked through months and weeks together, and she got real scared at the end. And, you know, I even gave her the number for adoption agency. I was like, if you don't feel that you can do this, I said, a loving thing to do is to place this baby into the arms of somebody who will love this baby. And she didn't feel peace about that, but she did call and kind of walk through the process of that. But she was just so afraid. And then she called me last Tuesday, and I think I'm going to cry thinking about it. And she just said, you told me I would fall in love when I saw it. And she said, you were so right. That I would love this baby, and I do. And I just know her struggle. It's not easy when it's not planned, and it is perfect. Mm-hmm. But God will intervene and move in people's hearts. Mm-hmm. And when she had just had a C-section, it was kind of even a little bit drugged. Mm-hmm. But she just said, I wanted you to know. Because your words of hope and healing meant so much to her. Mm. And I was just so moved. And I'm so excited. I can't wait till she feels well enough to see that precious little girl, because that little one I prayed for. And I when you're part of that process, and, you know, when they get here, it's just so exciting. And like I said, it was just such a beautiful moment. And it meant so much to me that she wanted to share that with me, that, you know, I told her she would love this baby, that it would be okay. And when she said, you were right, and I wanted you to know, it was just so exciting and so powerful and so beautiful. And God is so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. When you see him work in such a way. And yeah, she has a road to, you know, I understand it's not going to be easy, but mm-hmm. she's not alone. She has me. Right. And we're, you know, and I'm going to be that resource and that encouragement for her for as long as she needs me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That's a very beautiful story and a touching story of, again, the way the Lord uses a clinic like yours or any pregnancy clinic to intervene at a time, at a very tough time, in the lives of young moms typically in a situation like that. And would you say, Pauline, do you have many clients that are typically a pretty abortion-minded that come through, or not too many? Or
you know what? We don't, I mean, to be honest, we don't. I mean, and even her, she wasn't abortion-minded. Mm-hmm. I mean, she knew abortion was wrong, mm-hmm. but she just couldn't see how she was going to do it. And so I always give the option of adoption. I think adoption is the most beautiful. I mean, we are the adopted children of the Father. I mean,
that's right.
It is beautiful. And you know, but not many people go that route. But I always present that as an option. But you know, they just don't know how they're going to do it, because when they're stuck in that moment, it seems overwhelming. It seems like they're going to be pregnant forever. It seems like they're never going to be able to get their life back together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and just to have somebody instill the hope that God's in control, He's got this.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Know,
that's right. I'm going to jump in one more time.
Okay.
We're coming into a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest is Pauline Karcher. She's the director of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi. We'll be right back. Music of Mercy Me, all of creation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pauline Karcher. She's the director of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Pauline, would you share with our listeners, if a listener wants to get in touch with you, possibly to become a supporter or just to get more information from you, how could they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me. My phone number is 601-656-9712. And, you know, as I said, I love when people come by. I love to give people a tour for them to walk through. It gives them an idea if they want to start their own. I've had several people come just, you know, to get some ideas because they, you know, they've got to place this on their heart, this kind of work, and just to get an idea of what needs happen, you know, what are some of the things that are helpful to have in that ministry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Share the phone number one more time.
It's 601-656-9712.
All right. Thank you, Dan. And you've had, as the director there, you all have some sort of unique fundraising events that you've had as well. Would you share with our listeners about some of the things that you do? That you have done?
Sure. We have our annual, and it's coming up. It's funny that we're talking about it now, but we have, it's always the Thursday right before Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in 8 or 9 local restaurants around town. And for that day, local pastors and our volunteers are the servers. So mm-hmm. all tips from that night go to our center. And so it's become somewhat of a competitive situation where everybody wants their church to win, and they want their pastor to be, you know, his group of people to be the winning. And so the restaurant that has the largest tips of that night gets a plaque that hangs for the year, and it's become very competitive. And really the draw of it is, you know, it's our supporters, but it's really the churches that come out to support their pastors.
Oh, okay.
So they would then announce that, hey, I'm going to be in such and such a restaurant. I'm going to be serving for the CPC. Please come out and tip big. And so really they're the driving force. It's the pastors that come out. And it's an opportunity for them to physically do something for the ministry other than write a check.
Oh, okay.
And so it's become quite a fun event. And, it, you know, it's that I walk away from that night because, you know, we're not that large of a community. So when you go to those restaurants and they're packed for those 3 hours we're there, that's the movement of the church. That's the movement of God's people saying that the work that we're doing is important. And
right.
So I always walk away. I'm always afraid before. I'm like, oh, what if nobody wants to serve this year? Or what if nobody's going to come out? I'm always a little bit afraid. And then, you know, I'm always overwhelmed by the response and, you know, the people that just come out. I mean, I think of one couple, they go to every restaurant. They'll have an appetizer at one and then, you know, the main course in another and the dessert, you know, because they want, again, to support the restaurants who support us, but also the pastors who go out and who are the main servers. And it's just a fun night. And we, you know, as I said, we always do it. Our people know it's the Thursday before Thanksgiving. Not Thanksgiving, the Thursday before Valentine's Day. And it's just a fun, you know, it's a way to take your sweetheart out for the benefit of our center. And last year, I think we raised a little under $20,000. And that's pretty amazing when you think of.
That's good.
You know, we're only in 9 restaurants, and they're way more than just tips.
Okay.
They're actual gifts.
So in other words,
gifts to the center.
Right. Okay. So in other words, for that one night, those restaurants will cooperate so that all the tips given will go to the pregnancy clinic. Is that correct?
Yes, and all the servers are local pastors.
Okay. Okay then.
So the local pastors are the servers, and of course, some restaurants like to have their staff help as well.
Okay.
So they keep the service good. But so then people come out, and then all tips that night or all gifts go to the center.
Okay.
And it's a real busy night for the restaurants. It's like their busiest Thursday night of the year. So it's a benefit to them, and it's a benefit to us as well. So it is just a fun night. And as I said, and it's the physical hands and feet of our local pastors out being the servers. As I said, this time of year, I usually have to call and say, hey, are you up for it again? And I'm always shocked when they're like, yes, I love it. It's such a fun night.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a lot of work to be a server.
So if the pastor is a good waiter, he might bring in a lot more money than if the pastor is not such a good waiter.
Well, he brings his congregation too, and they come out to support him, and that's part of the fun.
Right, right.
And so it is a fun night, and it is you know, and it's become such a big deal that I've had restaurants come to me and say, "Hey, I'd like you to come to my restaurant." And so that's always exciting. And, you know, as I said, and it's become a big deal. I think this year is our 10th anniversary. And it's, you know, it started because someone heard something on the radio station and said, I think that will work in our community. And to see it grow to what it is it's beautiful.
That's good. And, you know, Pauline, that's such a powerful picture of that God's people come together, because again, that's the cooperation of obviously the local churches, pastors as well, even the restaurant, the business owners who cooperate to do this as well, because the idea that they're giving the tips for the night to a ministry, all that is just a beautiful picture of God's people coming together to get God's work done. So thank you for sharing that. They're very great. Well, so,
and, you know, and I think it's a beautiful thing as well, because, I mean, I'll have the Catholic priest, I'll have a message. I have all the churches come together, and it is just such a beautiful picture of doing God's work. It is just beautiful.
That's good. That's good. Well, how would you like for listeners to pray specifically for the work of the CPC, Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia? What would be some specific prayer requests you'd like to make of listeners?
Well, I mean, we always are in need of baby supplies. So, I mean, either, you know, when people are done with their, you know, when, let's say, they're done having children and they don't know what to do with their car seat or their crib or, you know, or their baby clothes, that, you know, that those things can always continue to come in so we can clean them up and get them out, and that we'll always have a supply of diapers and wipes because that is what moves people to come out. But just that anyone who needs us will find us and mm-hmm. know that we are here to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I'm never, you know, it's really word of mouth. We don't really advertise. We, you know, we don't do that. But that the people who need us will find us,
mm-hmm.
And that we will continue to just share the goodness of Jesus in that,
right?
And then celebrate their children and the lives that come from this place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also, so like in addition to people praying for God providing people to give supplies and contribute. Once again, if someone maybe listening has some of the supplies you've mentioned and they want to donate them.
Absolutely, yeah. Like if you're like, I don't know what to do with all these clothes, or I don't know what to do with my, you know, my walker or my baby supplies, if they're in good shape, you know, we'd love to take that stuff. You know, we'll clean it up and, you know, and it goes right out. It comes in and goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I think people don't know what to do with those things. So, you know, we're a place, mm-hmm. and, you know, that we, you know, as I said, they come in and go out. So mm-hmm. those larger items like your crib, I don't know what to do with my crib. I'm not having any more children. What should I, you know, hey, just your local CPC would be fantastic, but if you're looking for one, we would take it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Share your phone number one more time for persons who might want to be in touch.
601-656-9712.
All right. Thank you. Did you have another story you wanted to share about a client?
Well, I mean, like just the other day, I had a sweet little girl who came in, and she's not doing well. I mean, she's, I guess, about 36 weeks. But physically, I guess she has sickle cell, so she's super weak and, you know, on complete bed rest. And so she's like, I'm so behind. I have nothing for this baby. And she had just gotten out of the hospital because she needed a blood transfusion. And, you know, how wonderful to be a resource to say, it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take care of yourself physically, whatever you need. You don't have to stay. You can come see me when you're done after this baby gets here. But, you know, because for some people, the pregnancies are difficult. So they have, you know, they can't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so they get behind on the things they need. So she just showed up and she was just like, I have nothing. And I was like, well, you're not going to have nothing anymore. Whatever I have is yours. So let's go through this and get you ready to have this.
Okay. Well, you know, I think of this too.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, how wonderful it is to, you know, for someone just to show up on your door and feel desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And no questions are asked.
That's
and
right.
Just say, we've got you.
Mm-hmm. And again, time and time again, it just demonstrates the fact that pregnancy clinics are such wonderful vessels for the church to get involved with supporting and working with, because time and time again, there are so many people that will come to a place like your ministry because they find themselves at a desperate time in a very tough situation in their lives.
Yeah.
And so every listening church should, I believe, should get somewhere or another, get involved with supporting or working with or being a part of or praying for the ministry of a pregnancy clinic. And if you're listening and you don't know where the closest pregnancy clinic is to you in your community, find out, because you need to know where it is so that you can both point people in the direction of that ministry.
Absolutely.
But again, there are some of you listening who you need to pray about whether or not the Lord wants to use you to start one in your community, because they're such vital ministries in to be in most any community of need. So I hope that you'll do that then. Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, Pauline, share again with our listeners one more time your phone number if someone wants to get in touch with you.
It's 601-656-9712. And I also have a directory of all of them in Mississippi. So if you don't know of one closest to you, if you can give me a county, I can help you find your closest one. Because I would like people to really feel, if you feel burdened, to really do something. Mm-hmm. To show that you are committed to the next generation of the next generation.
That's right. That's right. And so many times, like, even if there's not one close by, you need volunteers sometimes as well, right?
Well, it's quite a screening process for volunteering, but, absolutely, this just, like you said, the prayer part of it, just covering this place in prayer, that the people will come who need us, that we'll always have the resources to give away, all those things, we need people to pray that those things happen.
That's right, that's right. Yeah. And, there is a great need for the church to be much more educated about the wonderful work of pregnancy clinics, too, because it's very typical that many times a pregnancy clinic can be in a community, actually for years, and people in that community, they don't know that they're there. Or sometimes they may think, well, I believe they do abortions. They don't even know what all the work that you do. Don't realize.
I can't tell you how many people... I'm like, I didn't know we had an abortion clinic in Philadelphia. I'm like, no, that's just the opposite of who we are.
That's right.
We'll just drive by and not even know.
That's right.
So I
that's
love
right.
when people come by and ask. Mm-hmm. I had a police officer come by and she says, I didn't know we do abortions in here in Philadelphia. And I'm like, we don't. She goes, I just saw the sign and I didn't know what you did. So I stopped
right.
by.
Well, Pauline,
how wonderful to share.
Thank you so much for coming. Our time is gone, but thank you for being with us. We always appreciate you coming on, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.